Yeah, it sure is. That's no question about that. Anyway, good morning, everybody. You know, there's not much change in the upper level analysis on the progs as well. So the analysis and the progs, they've been pretty consistent now for the last few days. And, of course, I'm talking about 500 millibar. Now, looking ahead to Monday, which I think is the 11th, there's a classic pattern. The shortwave troughs axis, we've been talking about the shortwave now, that runs right up and down the date line. And that wave reaches right up to Fiji. Now, the 700 millibar progs are telling me that the surface depression, again, this is the one that had formed to the west and is traversing the Tasman, that is continuing its development. The track appears to continue to be eastward and not the usual southeast trajectory. Normally, they do tend to go southeast. So this is pretty important data for anybody that wants to leave tomorrow through Monday. Now, the next anticyclone come Tuesday the 12th, that's going to lie over the Australian Bight, and it's strong, 1035 millibar central pressure. Now, the frogs indicate that by Thursday, which is the 14th, the center is going to be near Tasmania. Now, the central pressure is going to intensify to an extreme 1040 millibar. Last night they were calling 1042. This morning they dropped it down to about a 1040. That's still very, very strong. So this anticyclone is going to create quite strong winds in the islands, and with that, a great deal of speed convergence, and that means associated squally conditions, and we'll just have to wait and see what develops on that. Now, departures from New Zealand, I'm just talking about this because we still have a handful of yachts that are getting pretty desperate to leave. So anyway, leaving Saturday or Sunday, well, it's going to be pretty sporty. Winds strong out of the southeast, 35 knots. Up around the North Cape area, 35 knots, rain bands, nasty squalls with this as well. Now, Tuesday doesn't look too bad for the departure if you want to go. Wednesday sees light air at 30 south, but we do have the approach of a cold front. Needless to say, here comes another one. And that's going to be preceded by northwest winds, and followed by southwest winds as the front goes through. Now, if you put up with that after you've left, be advised that the winds are on the eastern side of that massive high that we just discussed. So that high is not only intense in terms of central pressure, but it's large in terms of area. Trisha was quite surprised when I showed her the progs on that, just an immense amount of territory. So anyhow, Thursday over at North Cape, expect winds, well, they're still going to be pretty strong, southwest to 30 knots. But again, these are on the outer fringe of that intense high, and that's just normal. That's what you're going to get on the outer fringe. Now at 30 south, winds are going to be southwest about 20 to 25, and a little bit lighter at 25 south, south-southeast about 15 to 20. So if you do make your break on Tuesday, you skedaddle up towards 30, heading for 25, it will lighten. Friday, looking further, winds are going to still be favorable. So maybe we do have a window early Tuesday morning. If you leave, it should be at, well, very early, I would say, 0600 daylight. As soon as the sun starts peeking around, you should get moving if you go. Easterly is at about 15 to 20 knots. Now, the front, like I said, will hit Thursday. That'll be around 6 a.m., and that will be, cover the area 30 south and 175 east. So you are going to get the front, but that's the price you'll pay if you are desperate to go. Now that front's going to arrive New Cal maybe Thursday midnight. And that's going to leave the passage route under the dominance of this very strong ridge. But be warned in this, there are embedded troughs in this high. And the seas are going to be pretty rough. So make sure that all your hard items like poles and booms are well secured. We don't want any more tragedies out there with unexpected jibes and things going haywire there. Now, Monday the 11th, backing up a day or so, we talked about the seas. The sea and the swell, the combined sea and swell, north of New Zealand, around 33 south, they look to be about 4.5 meters. So that's not trivial. And so when I said about securing things, that's what I'm talking about. Very easy to get your boat picked up a bit and flung around, so you don't want anything to happen. Now that will drop to about 3 meters on Tuesday, but there's still going to be areas of 4 meters here and there over the passage route. Up in the Fiji area, those 4 meter swells extend up to just south of Kibabu, don't quite get to Fiji. That's on Tuesday, but probably they'll be over Fiji a day or so later. Now, whether or not they retain 4 meters, probably not. They'll be less than that, but I know that a few people will be calling on the radio in a few minutes to ask about that. But believe me, that's all I know at this point. Just they're going to be fairly large at that point, but after that, it's too far out for the models to really be accurate. But anyway, it's not going to be flat top, that's for sure. Now, shifting our focus to Tonga, satellite imagery is showing a fair amount of cloud. The flow on this cloud is northeast to southwest, and these cloudy periods are going to be bring showers and squally bits with moderate east to southeast winds, and they'll shift Saturday to the northeast. Now, Tonga Tapu reported this morning, calm, believe it or not, 5 a.m., scattered at 1400, the barometer 1018, the Hapais at easterlies at 12 knots, again the airport, clouds at 1000 and 1700 feet, and broken skies at 4000, so a lot of cloud around the Hapais, barometer 1016, and Babao had recent showers, easterlies 10 knots, scattered 1700, barometer 1016. Microwave satellite showed 20 to 25 knots from the Hapais up to Babao. So that boat report that we got of those winds was quite accurate. Now, this is basically for a number of reasons. The main reason is the cloud that's there. The downflow winds going at a different direction than the surface winds. A lot of clashing, a lot of upflow, and after the upflow, we get the downflow. So you're getting winds on the surface that have come from 10,000 feet or thereabouts. So definitely they're a bit boisterous. Now, the forecast, I see east to east-north winds up to 20 knots today, but it will ease, that's what I meant earlier, it will ease tomorrow, I hope, to the northeast about 10 to 15. Sunday, expect westerlies, maybe northwesterlies right in there. And a trough from the west should be arriving probably late on Monday. So you'll have a little bit of a respite on the wind, but then along comes a trough in a few days. So more fun and games for Tonga. Now, Fiji, satellite imagery doesn't look too bad this morning. The New Zealand frontal band, however, is moving east, and it looks like it'll affect Fiji by maybe late Sunday into Monday. Now, the main band, I think, arrives actually Monday morning early. Swells, I said I wasn't able to really tell you what they were going to be, but my guess is they're going to be about 2.5 meters from the 4 meters that was south of Kindabu. Conditions at Nandi this morning, northeast 5 knots, scattered 3,000, barometer 1015. Suva was calm, scattered at 2200, barometer 1015 as well. No reports for Tabiuni or Sabu Sabu. They've been doing this to us now all week, so I don't know what's happening there. However, my wind forecast for the next few days, starting with Tabiuni to Coral Island, east-northeast about 15 to 20. Same for Vanua Balava, southern Lao northeast 15 to 20. Kindabu, same thing, maybe a little bit higher, nearing 20 knots. And Yasawa's east-northeast 10 to 15. Saturday, almost everywhere northeast 10 to 15. Vanua Balava maybe around 10. Southern Lao about 10, out of the north there. Kindabu also out of the north about 10. And Yasawa's east-northeast about 10 knots. Sunday, everywhere is northwest, fairly light air. And remember the frontal band Saturday going into Sunday. And while we talk about light air out of the northwest, again, with the frontal band, and if you happen to be in one of the squalls, again, the 30-knot rule sort of applies. Monday, and we'll go out one more day since we're not going to be here tomorrow or Sunday. On Monday, expect northwest 10 to 15 for Tabiuni, Koro, and Vanua Balava. Southern Lao, west-northwest, about 15 knots. Kindabu, southwest, 15 to 20. And Yasawa's southerly to maybe southwesterly is about 15. Now, Vanuatu. Satellite imagery shows a mix of cloud and fair skies. A weak trough does lie over the group, while the New Zealand cold front lies over New Caledonia. Winds at Anisham are north to northwest, about 15 knots. Aramango to Tana, north-northwest, about 10 to 15. And the same for Efate. The northern group should be seeing northeast about 10 to 12. Now, the weak frontal band, the one that's over New Cal, should lie over the whole Vanuatu group on Saturday with variable direction winds, variable direction. There could be some gusty winds in there. But for the most part, expect southerly quadrant in the south and northwesterlies for the northern group. Sunday is going to bring southerlies virtually everywhere throughout Vanuatu. New Caledonia does lie under the weak New Zealand frontal band. I see southwest winds for the southern lagoon about 10 to 15 knots. Saturday, west to southwest about 10 to 12. Sunday, southwest 15 to 20. And Monday, southerlies to maybe south-southwest, 15 to 20. Now this morning, we got some reports. Amity Light, which is out on the Outer Reef, that reported westerlies 23 knots. And the airport at Ile de Pan had westerlies 21 knots. A little bit different from 80's report there, but a little bit of orographic effect for the airport. So westerlies 21 there. All right, that concludes what I've got. Any questions or comments, come now.
I might need a relay. I didn't really think there was anybody there. I'm just going to ask David if he covered. I whipped out to get the newspaper, the Bunda to Musket on. Sorry, the got lost here. The Bunda to Vanuatu on Monday for another adventure. Did you cover that? Okay. All right, stand by, Frank. He needs to have a look at that one. And it sounds like we might be getting some radar popping up, so hopefully we can get this done. So we'll just have a look at Fiji to Vanuatu Monday. We will not be on tomorrow, folks. We're heading down to Taupo for the weekend. Later this morning. So we will not be on tomorrow morning. We'll be experiencing a lot colder weather than we've got here, I'm sure. But we're going to have a weekend away. So back on Monday, so anybody that wants anything between now and then, please call now. Okay, Peregrine, and I'll put yours in. No problem at all. Go ahead. I'm going to pass the microphone because looking at the satellite picture, you are about right, but it's quite light. So we'll cover that. I'm going to pass the microphone to, and we're going to be talking, folks, between Fiji and Vanuatu. Peregrine is already on the way. They're 255 miles away from Anisha. And Frank, I think, wants to leave Monday. So here's David.
Okay, well, looking at Monday, the winds for the western parts of Fiji, west of the Yasawas, let's say, or west of Bunda, look like they're going to be southwest, so not very good. They're going to be virtually on the nose, and they're going to be up to 20 knots out of the southwest. So that happens to be Monday. On Tuesday, you might have a better chance if you delay a little bit in terms of wind direction. They should be southerlies west of the Yasawas, about halfway between the two groups, southerlies to south-southeast, and then in, well, where were you going?
Hold it. Hold on. Click first. Yep.
Where's it going?
Frank's going to, oh, you just said Fiji, I don't know. Vanuatu.
Well, Trish is trying to figure this out. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All of Vanuatu on Tuesday, the winds are going to be predominantly out of the east,
Port Vila. Southeast,
and we're looking at 15 to 20 knots. And then on Wednesday, it's even better yet. The winds are going to be pretty much out of the southeast, all the way from Bunda, all the way to Fate or even Anisha, whichever. Southeast winds, 15 to 20, probably favoring somewhere between 15 and 20, I suppose. There's a few areas of 20s, but not to worry. So that ought to do you unless you wait, and I can go as far as Thursday, and the same. In terms of wind direction, maybe backing a little bit more near Fate east southeast in the 20 knot range, 15 to 20. So that's that trip. And then looking at the Peregrine that's heading up to Anisham, you're at 19 and 174, it looks like. And you're heading over from the Fiji area, virtually the same. Same thing applies in terms of wind. You said your arrival was Monday, I think?
No, you didn't say anything.
Hold on.
255 miles away. And you got some money at the
time. Okay, first of all, when was your arrival, Peregrine? Over.
We had just made arrival early Monday morning. Over.
Okay. Again, an Anisha. I see south-southwest on Monday, south-southwest in the neighborhood of 15 knots, maybe 20 knots. So that's that. And then in terms of the troughing activity there, the frontal band should lie over Vanuatu on Saturday. And there we would have essentially southerly quadrant winds there. Then, if you were anybody who's up in the northern part of the group, which you're not going to be, but northwesterlies up there, but Sunday is going to bring southerlies virtually everywhere. And then when you arrive on Monday, that trough will be gone, and you will have the south-southwest. So I think I covered that. I hope it wasn't confusing. Over.
Okay, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Anybody else?
All righty. Anyone else?
Yeah.
top of in the banks area.
Leah, I think it was. Go ahead. Well, I'll tell you what, you're breaking up quite a bit. We know you're in the banks. We know you want a window. I think it's tomorrow. From what I can gather, you're going to have troughing conditions up there at the banks themselves. Again, not sure exactly where you are, but it doesn't really matter because it's mostly easterlies, probably about 10 to 15. Now, they're going to be converging with southeast winds that are around the Santo area. So I don't know, maybe you're going down to Santo. But in any case, that clashing is the area of the trough, and those are the conditions that you're going to have. Probably a fair amount of cloud there, making visibility obviously not too good. So maybe try again, but we only get just fractions of what you're saying. Maybe somebody can pick you up. Go ahead again.
Santo tomorrow.
Ah, got Dan, you're heading to Santo tomorrow. Okay, let's have a look here.
He's been at stronger winds at the moment. I think he said 15 to 20.
Yeah, that pretty much is what I just said then. And then if you had, if you delayed a bit and got there, say, on Sunday, the winds in the Santo area are going to be south-southeast, fairly light. Still a little bit of troughing up there. Still some clouds off and on, I would expect. And then you could have squally conditions with higher winds. But in the mean, the winds are going to be south-southeast. Now, in close into Santo, it gets fairly light. I assume you're going in on the east side. And maybe you're going to be popping in the Sola or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, if you do, you are protected there. And it's
Santa,
a pain, I can
Santa.
Tell you.
Santa.
Sola is right there.
He's going into Luganville. Santa is going to Santa.
Okay, anybody else for Gulf Harbor? All right, anybody else? Nothing heard? And any